I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, this is the big weekend for Halloween events, some scary, some not so scary. For movie lovers, there are some scary new films out, but if you want to see some spooky films from years ago, there are opportunities in Dennis and in Centerville.
In Dennis, Cape Cinema is bringing back the Inframan Band, whose members write original scores to old silent horror movies, then play them live. The movie choice this year is Haxan. It's a 1922 film that combines documentary footage with horror scenes depicting the evolution and superstitions of witchcraft through the ages. That movie with that score starts at 8:30 p.m. Friday at Cape Cinema. Then at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Centerville Museum, the choice is Curse of the Demon, which is a 1958 scare classic starring Dana Andrews as a skeptic who encounters witchy matters beyond his control. Film buff Anthony Ambrogio is going to introduce the movie and then lead a post-show discussion.
In Falmouth this weekend, you can get a little local history with Halloween fun. This event was originally scheduled for Saturday, but it's been rescheduled for Sunday for the weather.
The 1790 Dr. Francis Wicks House, which is part of Falmouth Museums on the Green, is going to host its 10th annual A Visit from the Night Watchman from 6 to 9 p.m. on Sunday. This is a night of haunted Halloween happenings with some history added in for families with kids ages 6 and older. Actors from Not My Monkey Productions are going to mix tales and characters from Falmouth history with some eerie happenings during tours of the old mansion and its grounds. There's going to be cider and donuts after the tour, and Barbara Sillery, who is the author of Ghosts of Cape Cod, is going to spin tales for visitors between the tours.
The grounds at Heritage Museums and Gardens in Sandwich will be the site on Saturday of the annual Sandwich Halloween Festival, which is described as not too spooky.
Well, festivities at Heritage start in the afternoon, when from 2:30 to 4:30, the Sandwich Police Department is going to hold its fifth annual Trunk or Treat, offering treats to kids in costume and welcoming donations of unwrapped toys to kick off the Toys for Tots campaign. Then the main festival happens between 5 and 9 p.m., and Heritage is partnering with the STEM Academy, Sandwich High School Parent Teacher Student Association, and the show choir Sandwich Soul. Kids can enjoy some regular fun at Heritage, but for separate tickets, the STEM and Sandwich High School groups are going to offer a haunted house, carnival-style games, a storybook trail, a dunk tank, a cakewalk, and face painting.
And looking ahead to next week, there are a few unusual ways to celebrate the night before and on the actual day of Halloween.
Well, Cape Week has a long list of Halloween events for this weekend and next week, and some other highlights to plan for include at 6:30 p.m. next Tuesday, local historian Greg Williams is going to give a talk at Sturgis Library in Barnstable about the life and death, mostly death, of Edgar Allan Poe. Then the Halloween Day Lunch and Learn Lecture at Cape Cod Museum of Natural History in Brewster on Wednesday is going to be Vampires in New England by medievalist Susan Jarrett Glidden. And if you're in Provincetown next Tuesday and Wednesday, you might want to visit, or you might want to stay away from, Winthrop Street up there, because residents there are getting together to create the 9th biennial Helltown on Winthrop. Visitors are promised ghosts and ghouls and twisted souls waiting for you behind every fence and every corner and maybe even up in the trees. They say the walk is not for the faint of heart, but if you decide to chance it, there is a suggested donation to benefit Provincetown's soup kitchen.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.